As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Wednesday, November the 11th, 11-11-2009. Add those up. There's another 11 for you. Three 11s this morning, November the 11th, 2009, live two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news for you, hard facts and workable solutions. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game here, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the telephone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome, and those numbers are posted on the website. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo. 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo. 65647. A big shout out this morning once again to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome. Gold actively trading above $1,110 and sets new a record high in early morning trading. Swiss franc reaches U.S. dollar parity. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum is meeting in Singapore. We'll talk about all of that in a moment. Planned economy, foreign exchange, Tavistock, asymmetric demand, well, we'll talk about all of that as well. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for Wednesday, November the 11th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading up $8.10 and morning trading at $1,113.90 an ounce. And if that's not good news, my friends, there's no new good news today. Silver up 33 cents. Trading at $17.63 an ounce. Platinum, big move today in platinum's up $17 so far at $1,367 an ounce. Palladium moves up a big jump as well, $7 upwards to $337 an ounce. 337 in palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far, $1,096 for a low, $1,119.10 for a high. You're looking at a $13 spread there, but at $1,113.90, your gold is up $380.60 an ounce year to year. Folks, I bought gold for far less than that years ago. 51.86% return on your investment. What are you waiting for? Get into the gold market. On Bloomberg, the gold was running about $1,114.80, up $12.30. You pick your number. Either way, it's an up morning in gold. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar-powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 11th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we kick off the first hour of this morning's two-hour broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, we find in our morning market reports good news for the gold bugs, gold trading up. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time out of New York City, gold was trading up $8.10 an ounce at $1,113.90 an ounce, you know. While America was sleeping, the Chinese were peeping, I guess you might say, right about 1:30 in the morning Central Time in Asia trading. Spike. Boing, bang, straight upwards, there goes gold. The Asians are involved in the gold market, and they're getting more involved in it on a regular basis. Perhaps you could consider it yourself. We have a new sponsor on the network, Swiss America Gold. I think that's Craig R. Smith. I might be mistaken on that. But anyway, there is a banner on the homepage. If you want to find out more about getting involved in the gold market, you click on that banner and just go in there and browse around a little bit. I don't sell gold. I don't promote gold, but I certainly own gold. Anyway, let's go on into that a little bit further. Silver up 33 cents this morning, $17.63 an ounce. Platinum, all of the metals have moved up this morning. Platinum moves up strong, $17 at $1,367 an ounce. Palladium up 7 at $337 an ounce. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,114.75, and they probably all went out and jumped out the window. They hate that, you know. They hate to see gold in this price range. But if they hate it now, wait till it's over 2,000. We might not have to wait too long. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, if I can clear my throat, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 20 yesterday at 10,247, making all the boys on Wall Street giddy, but they better be careful. Could go the other direction in a hurry. I mean, we might see a major correction across the board in the market. Well, we'll have to see. The NASDAQ lost 3, closed out at 2,151. The S&P 500 down 1 at 1,093, whatever any of those numbers mean. Crude oil up 43 cents for one of those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered in Oklahoma, trading at $79.48 a barrel. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, the ICE, if you will, intercontinental exchange trading product there, the USDX, that traded basket of currencies, if you will. Anyway, there's currencies in there. We can talk about that, and we've talked about it in the past, but you know what I'm talking about. When I say the USDX down 12 basis points, trading at 74.89, remember, Robert Chapman predicted for the 1st of October a 71.18 in the USDX. We're 3.5 points above that now. Anyway, it could make it. Maybe by the end of the year we'll see a 71 USDX. You should see gold trading somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,700 to 2,000 at that time, I would imagine. Don't have a crystal ball. Not really much of an economist. Just learning. In the foreign exchange rates, Forex market, if you will, again, the Canadian dollar moves up 45 basis points. We're going to learn about foreign exchange rates again this morning. The Canadian dollar moves up 45 basis points, trading at 96 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, here's our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, our trading partners, Canada and Mexico. The Mexican peso up 36 basis points, trades at 8 cents. U.S. The euro, strong at 1.5, moves up 22 basis points, 1.5 U.S. The British pound takes it in the shorts, moves down 50 basis points, yet still trades $1.67 U.S. The big news, as far as I'm concerned, is the Swiss franc. Been following this again, if you know, back from about December when I started doing these market reports on air. But we've been watching this Swiss franc creeping and crawling, creeping and crawling. Now here it is. Today's the day, folks. The Swiss franc is at parity with the U.S. dollar. If you want to buy Swiss francs today, you're going to have to give $1 apiece for them. You had your money in the savings account at your small town bank, you were probably getting 1% interest or something like that, and you have to wait a year for it. But just in a couple of months, had you bought Swiss currencies, Swiss francs, when I suggested that you might consider it, you would have already received in just a few months a 10% return on your investment, and it's paper money, you know, paper money. Anyway, moves up 21 basis points, hits parity with the U.S. dollar in the bond market. The two-year bonds continue to get weaker. The yield on the two-year bond this morning, 0.82%. The 10-year at 3.48 and the 30-year at 4.41 in a week where billions and billions of dollars worth of treasuries are being sold. The mortgage markets, again, we called the bottom on that one. It continues to go up. The 15-year mortgage now trades at 4.64%, up from 4.59 a month ago. You can see that the money masters are withdrawing credit in the real estate market. The 30-year mortgage, what a waste of time that is. You spend so much money buying a 30-year mortgage. People, please, look at the 15-year carefully. You can get out of your mortgage 15 years earlier than you can under a 30-year, and it's not that much more a month at these interest rates. Anyway, the 30-year up from 4.97% a month ago, now 5.06%. So if you're in the market for a mortgage, of course, you're going to have to pay points on top of that and origination fees, but nevertheless, those are your mortgage rates. Refi that house before it gets foreclosed. The gold futures this morning, New news off of Market Watch. The gold futures this morning as of 5:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This article by Poloya Lesova, Market Watch, Frankfurt, Germany. Gold futures climbed to a record on Wednesday as dollar weakness continues to draw buyers into the precious metals market. Gold for December delivery, that's futures we're talking there, gold for December delivery, the most actively traded contract, soared to an intraday high of $1,117.80 an ounce in electronic trading on the Globex, surpassing Monday's high of $1,111.70 an ounce. Not bad. Not bad. Dreams come true. Sometimes they do. December gold futures were up last $12.60 to $1,115.10 an ounce on the Globex. The thinly traded front month November contract was up $12.70 to $1,114.60 an ounce on the Globex. Here's a quote. The positive data from Asia overnight, I reported on that, has lifted gold back toward its recent highs, and with the dollar threatening to extend lower, gold is poised to challenge the $1,120 area. Yes, indeed, it's scratching that right now, said James Moore, analyst at the BullionDesk.com, in a note to his clients. China's industrial production and retail sales continued to accelerate at a faster-than-expected pace. There's that faster than expected pace in October, data showed on Wednesday. Whose data? They don't say. Anyway, we'll pick that article up from Market Watch on the other side of this break. Lots of other stuff in the news. The APEC ministers are meeting in Singapore, and the U.S. Federal Open Market Committee filed their report. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Yep, and if you're not paying attention to communist red China, folks, you just flat aren't paying attention. China's industrial production and retail sales continued again to accelerate at a faster than expected pace in October. Data showed on Wednesday, writes Pulya Lesova on the Market Watch, new news for this morning. In Japan, private sector machinery orders, we'll get into that maybe, seen as a leading key indicator for the broader economy, and that's the truth. That's all about productivity there. Private sector machinery orders, that's capital investment, productivity. As the more machinery you buy, the fewer people you have to hire. Your bottom line gets a little bit better, but then you hire back the people again, and the whole economy rises as a result of that. But again, they're buying private sector machinery. In recent trading, the dollar was mostly lower against its major rivals, burnishing the investment appeal of the precious metal, shining up those aurum and argent, the gold and silver coins, as they say. Again, the dollar index, which tracks the performance of the greenback against a basket of other major currencies, that's little Timmy's basket, fell 0.2% to 74.851. When the dollar declines in value, gold prices tend to rise. Here's a quote. Technical factors will have the most important negative influence on gold prices in the near term, close quote, as the metal is overbought, said Tom Palicki, the analyst at MF Global. Well, MF Global, buzz off. I don't think gold is anywhere near being overbought. I think a lot of people are getting out of the dollars and buying gold because they know that the dollar is tanking. Maybe you might consider it for yourself. Longer-term support, another quote here, longer-term support will be maintained from our belief that the U.S. Federal Reserve will maintain lower rates, worries we have over the situation in Iran, and from increased investor interest, Palicki said. Other metals futures also gained on Wednesday. Well, that's the article off of Market Watch. Gold futures climbed to a new record. Here's another one. This off the Bloomberg website, November the 4th, a little bit older news. But the following is a reformatted version of the full text of the statement released today by the Federal Reserve in Washington. I'm just going to give you a few of the highlights here. Information received since the Federal Open Market Committee, that's the FOMC, met in September suggests that economic activity has continued to pick up. As they say, figures don't lie, but the liars certainly figure, and this is right out of the mouth of the liars. Conditions in financial markets were roughly unchanged. Anyway, dropping down a bit further, here's some of the news. Household spending appears to be expanding, but remains constrained by ongoing job losses. Yes, that would be true. If you don't have any money, you're not going to have any household spending. I'm sure everybody's already got all of the couch cushions up on. The Lazy Boy has been taken apart, and everybody's looking for those dimes and nickels. Of course, a dime or a nickel is not going to do you much good at the grocery store these days. Continuing along here, but it says that it remains constrained again by ongoing job losses, sluggish income growth, lower housing wealth, and tight credit. How about getting whipped upside the head with a stick there, huh? Businesses are still cutting back on fixed investments. You see, now we saw that in Japan, they're buying machinery, but businesses in the U.S. are still cutting back on fixed investments and staffing. They ain't buying any new machines, people, and they're not taking on any new people. Though, at a slower pace, they continue to make progress in bringing inventory of stocks into better alignment with sales. What does that mean? Well, that means they're not reordering. That means the shelves are running empty. Although economic activity is likely to remain weak for a time, the committee, that would be the Federal Open Market Committee, I'll tell you about who some of these players are in a moment, the committee anticipates that policy actions to stabilize financial, although economic activity is likely to remain weak for a time, the committee anticipates that policy actions to stabilize financial markets and institutions, fiscal and monetary stimulus, and market forces will support a strengthening of economic growth and a gradual return to higher levels of resource utilization. Now, as you go through the rest of this little bit, what we're talking about here is a controlled economy. A controlled economy. Oh, yeah. We're going to pick up a little bit from our textbooks and find out what that controlled economy is all about later in the broadcast. So keep it in mind. In these circumstances, the Federal Reserve will continue to employ a wide range of tools to promote economic recovery and to preserve price stability. Very important to understand what's going down here in this article. With substantial resources slack likely to continue to dampen cost pressures and with longer-term inflation expectations stable, I guess everyone is stable in their understanding and belief that inflation is going up. The committee expects that inflation will remain subdued for some time. Subdued, not spoken about, kept in check. Controlled economy here. The committee will maintain the, In these circumstances, the Federal Reserve will continue to employ a wide range of tools to promote economic recovery and to preserve price stability. Economic recovery, expansion, growth, and price stability. They're working on all sides of this market. This is a controlled economy. The committee will maintain the target rate for the federal funds rate at 0 to 1/4%. We see it's the Fed target rate this morning has and has been for some time 0.25%. It's why you don't get any interest on your savings, passbook savings in a bank. Even your CDs and all that sort of stuff are pitiful. And it continues to anticipate that economic conditions, including low rates of resource utilization. What would be a low rate of resource utilization? Let your imagination flow around on that one a bit. Subdued inflation trends and stable inflation expectations are likely to warrant exceptionally low levels of the federal funds rate for an extended period. That's like we're talking about 0% interest here. To provide support to mortgage lending and housing markets and improve overall conditions in private credit markets, the Federal Reserve will purchase a total of $1.25 trillion of agency mortgage-backed securities. What's agency mortgage-backed securities? And about $175 billion of agency debt. The amount of agency debt purchases, while somewhat less than previously announced of the maximum of $200 billion, is consistent with the recent path of purchases and reflects the limited availability of agency debt. In order to promote a smooth transition in the markets, the committee will gradually slow the pace of its purchases of both agency debt and agency mortgage-backed securities. This is your Federal Reserve system at work. And anticipates that these transactions will be executed by the end of the first quarter of 2010. The committee will continue to evaluate the timing and overall statements of its purchases of securities in light of the evolving, there's that Charles Darwin specious claptrap thrown in the light of evolving economic outlook and conditions in financial markets. The Federal Reserve is monitoring the size and the composition of its balance sheets. If an 8.5 by 11 page ain't big enough to hold all this debt, we'll go to 11 by 17. Anyway, we'll pick that one up and much more on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and our call-in numbers are 512-904-8014 if you have unlimited long-distance access or if you live in the Austin, Texas area. Certainly call in on that number. And internationally, around America and around the world, all across America and around the world, especially in France, X, don't wait until the last 2 minutes like you did yesterday and then before. Call in early, X, if you want to get your ideas in. I'd love to talk with you anyway. Anybody knows who X is or Z from France, do call in at 866-841-1065 early in the broadcast so that we don't have to try and cram you in the last minute and a half. Anyway, back to this article again. We see basically voting for the FOMC monetary policy action where Benjamin S. Bernanke, chairman, William C. Dudley, Elizabeth A. Duke, Charles L. Evans, Donald Cohn, Jeffrey Lacker, Dennis Lockhart, Daniel Tarullo, Kevin Warsh, and Janet Yellen, a bunch of Federal Reserve banks. We'll find out more about that in future broadcasts. But anyway, those are the master blasters. Those are the people behind the curtain. are the ones that are running this Ponzi scheme. They're the ones that are financing this whorehouse. Be aware of who they are. Maybe make a list of them for yourself. There might be a time when we'll want to have that list handy. Anyway, let's jump over to Asia. You know, with Vicky and I have been talking about this APEC thing from time to time, Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. Certainly, you can go up and visit her website, channelingreality.com. Click on the Become Vocal Local link, and you can find out all about APEC. But there's lots more on the homepage of her website that you could look at. We're going to talk a little bit about this now for a few minutes, but keep in mind this idea of a controlled economy. As we go into the communist countries, they're all controlled economies, and they make no bones about it, but of course they masquerade and dance around and hide that in the United States of America. As they say, spell it with a K. This out of Singapore, off of China Daily this morning. The Singapore Asia-Pacific finance ministers were set to call for flexible exchange rates among measures to try to reduce global economic imbalances that were at the heart of the financial crisis, calling for flexible exchange rates. We're going to talk about exchange rates a little bit later. We'll come back to that. Keep it in mind as well. Controlled economies and exchange rates. Here's a quote. We agreed that flexible prices, including exchange rates and interest rates, play a critical role in allocating resources efficiently and can facilitate the adjustments needed to support balanced and sustainable global growth. Sustainable development. Can't get away from it. Not going to happen. 1992, Earth Summit, Rio de Janeiro, Agenda 21, Program of Action for the 21st Century, Sustainable Development. We're still in that century, by the way. Foreign trade and finance ministers from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. This is, again, off China Daily. If you go up there and look around and type in APEC or APEC ministers, you should get into this article. And on that page, there's a lot more. A lot more. Again, foreign trade and finance ministers from the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, APEC, have gathered in Singapore ahead of a summit of their leaders this weekend. New news, this weekend, focused on avoiding future crises, whether financial or climatic. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Press liaison officers said Chinese representatives were present when the finance minister's draft was discussed. The APEC draft statement coincided with a monetary policy statement by China's central bank. You see, we have the Federal Open Market Committee here happening with Benjamin Bernanke, and China's central bank has the same kind of thing going on right there. See, central bankers. The central bankers. They all grow up out of the same roots. You know, they're just different branches. The APEC draft statement, again, coincided with the monetary policy statements by China's central bank, the People's Bank of China. You would find that in abbreviated terms as PBOC. The PBOC that provided the country's clearest signal yet that it will allow the currency to appreciate again. In other words, the yuan is going up. It said it will consider major currencies in guiding the yuan. It's spelled Y-U-A-N, by the way, yuan. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said on Wednesday he believed strongly in the need to maintain a strong dollar and said America was determined to get its budget deficit down. Then he had a stiff drink, and then they sent him back to his room to adjust his tie, no doubt. Here's a quote. I believe deeply that it's very important to the United States, to the economic health of the United States, that we maintain a strong dollar, Geithner said in a meeting with Japanese reporters at the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo. The U.S. Treasury chief was visiting Japan before heading later on Wednesday to Singapore to join the meeting of APEC finance ministers on Thursday. Of course, we're part of that Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group, a real cluster. Deeply imbalanced, foreign trade and finance ministers from APEC are in Singapore for a meeting that will culminate in a weekend summit that Obama and other leaders will attend. after foreign trade ministers met for breakfast on Wednesday. Singapore's representatives, George Yeo, said that they discussed the global economic recovery, reform of financial institutions, and resisting protectionism. He said that the consensus, that's the Delphi technique, the consensus amongst ministers was that the global economic crisis was, quote, by no means over. So on the one hand, you could read on Bloomberg this morning that, hey, everything's fine, nothing to look at here. We're in recovery. Of course, over there, they say it's by no means over. Here's another quote. The upturn that we now have is a respite. The situation is still fragile. We should still address the root cause of the problem, he said. Oh, my. It's going viral. That's right, baby. You're going to have to go after the disease and quit focusing on all of the symptoms and the victims. If you want to get us out of this mess, the patient is dying. Somebody needs to address the disease. But again, we should still address the root cause of the problem. Continues, the draft finance minister statement agreed member economies with big deficits would undertake policies to support savings, and those with surpluses would take steps to boost domestic demand to address the imbalances. Always back to demand. Demand and supply. Demand, the very heart of sustainable development. The finance ministers are expected, according to the draft statement, to pledge to maintain economic stimulus plans. In other words, they're going to continue to throw money at this problem to support a global economic recovery. World Bank President, gotta love it, Robert Zoellick, wherever you see Robert Zoellick, there's trouble, said he was comfortable about the world's growth prospects this year, but said there were risks. Now listen, here's a quote from Zoellick. Recovery globally is not going to be symmetrical. It's going to be at a different pace, he told reporters in Singapore. Keep that in mind for a moment. Symmetrical. I'm going to come back to that. We're going to go over to jolly old England and visit the Tavistock Institute for a moment and find out about this not going to be symmetrical. The trade and foreign ministers also have other issues on their agenda, including ways to mitigate the impact of climate change by promoting energy efficiency. All right? Think it's going to go away? You think they ain't talking about it? Copenhagen? It's coming. It's coming. They will look at various models for a possible Asia-Pacific free trade area. Let's see, now we had the free trade area of the Americas. We had the North American Security and Prosperity Agreement, the SPP. And they're still looking at a possible Asia-Pacific free trade area. You see how it goes all the way from Tierra del Fuego all the way to Beijing and beyond? Out into Tibet, they just extended a railroad there. Oh, my. Are we ever in trouble? APEC member economies account for, listen to this, 40% of the world's population across four continents, more than half of the global gross domestic product, and nearly half of world trade. You think this is a small issue? Think again. We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're back once again, and our call-in numbers remain 866-841-1065. If you'd like to jump on the line, you're certainly welcome to do so. Now, we find from Robert Zolek's statement here to these APEC ministers that he says, recovery globally is not going to be symmetrical. Symmetric. What's the antithesis, opposite of that? Asymmetrical. Where do you might get that kind of language? You know, we heard from Vicki Davis about Madeleine Halfbright's association with the Stonebridge Institute, one of these consultancies. Well, let's go back to one of the early consultancies, Tavistock Institute, one of the places that I like to pay attention to. Of course, they've redone their website several times lately. It's not nearly as revealing as it has been in the past. They're kind of covering their tracks a little bit. But this off of the Tavistock Institute website back in the summer of 2005. I was doing some research on other things, and I found these various pages very interesting, and I downloaded them and printed them out. But this begins this way, learning from practice and lessons from learning. We've always heard about that, best practices, haven't we? Lessons learned, best practices. Where do you think it comes from? Well, I think we just found out. But summer of 2005, the Tavistock Institute, they write, the Tavistock Institute straddles the worlds of academia and practice, of research and consultancy. Consultancy. Central to our mission is a commitment to use relevant academic work to refresh our thinking and that of our clients and to subject our work to scrutiny by academia. Learning is at the core of what we do, and learning is the first. In an occasional series of pamphlets designed to expose some of the Institute's thinking to a wider audience. Well, they are going to get that exposure, that's for sure. Anyway, it then continues. I'm not going to continue with this particular segment. We have others that are interesting, but on that particular page, as a sidebar, it reads this way, local matters. You know, we hear every morning, Jeff Thomas does my opening bump for me, and he talks about as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states. And this is not meant to give place to the globalist earlier maxim, think local and act global, or think global, act local. By no means. It's the opposite of that. If we understand where the enemy is coming from, where there will strike, and we occupy that ground first and get the high ground, our chances on the day of battle will be much better. We block globalism wherever we find it. And we expose the change agents' use of localism as nothing more than just a veiled threat. Anyway, this is where it comes from. Back in the summer of 2005, I started fleshing out this idea of how important it was for us to become vocal local. That would be almost 5 years ago. What? 4 years ago. A little over 4 years ago. Local matters. This is where it comes from. No speech by an aspiring contender for the Conservative Party. They're talking about England. Conservative Party leadership is complete without a section on localism. It is a key theme of Labour's, that would be the Labour Socialists, third term. And it's the focus of a growing number of institute, that would be the Tavistock Institute, projects. Partnership working is critically important. It is central to a project on local public service boards and councils, Soviets, which is being funded by the Improvement and Development Agency, the IDEA, a really big idea. We are evaluating healthy living centers for the New Opportunities Fund, that would be the NOF, the New Opportunities Fund, and recently completed a review of Local Government Association, LGAs, project to develop local domestic violence partnerships within local government. Priority is being given to the improvement agenda, Downtown Revitalization Act, the DREAM Act, and things like that. And we have been commissioned by the LGA, that would be the Local Government Association, to help the association to understand what drives and sustains improvement at a local level. On that project, we are working with the Warwick Business School's Local Government Centaur. Nothing is more important to effective local councils than the quality of the relationship between an authority's political leadership. This is the subject of a project commissioned by the IDEA, which we are delivering in conjunction with the Work Psychology Partnership. The propaganda that comes out of the Tavistock Institute. Wide sweeping. But here's an article that relates to Mr. Zolik's comment. Recovery globally is not going to be symmetrical, he said. It's going to be at a different pace. Telling the reporters in Singapore from this APEC minister's article, Robert Zolik, the World Bank president. But here's an interesting article. Again, summer of 2005, right off of the Tavistock website. It's asymmetric. You see, one, it's not going to be symmetrical. It's going to be asymmetric. Asymmetric demand. Here's our word again. Asymmetric demand. And the 21st century challenge to leadership. This article, written by Philip Boxer, a member of the Institute's council, has been a strategy consultant since the beginning of the 1980s. He has worked within businesses at many levels and across many business functions, and has supported both individuals and management teams in bringing about strategic changes. a change agent. Philip uses the concept of asymmetric demand, demand that is specific to the client's context of use when working with clients. Here, Philip examines what role asymmetric demand might play in the reshaping of leadership in the 21st century. And World Bank President Robert Zoellick says, recovery globally is not going to be symmetrical. It's going to be at a different pace. Let's find out a little bit more about it. It starts this way, and it says, Albertson Hayes, let's see, how much time do we have? Well, we don't have that much time on this one. I'm not going to carry it to the next hour. So customers want more than efficiency and effectiveness, and so too do citizens. The axis along which demand used to run was one of comparison over time. Bigger, better, and more convenient that we used to have greater value for money. That's the quote. The axis along which demand used to run was one of comparison over time. Bigger, better, and more convenient than we used to have. Greater value for money. That's the old. Now we're going to go into the new. In comparison to our parents, we could see progress in terms of having more. Houses, cars, holidays, clothes, food, medicine, etc. Now we begin to see another axis emerging. Very important. Another axis emerging that focuses on the difference between ourselves as each of us struggles with particular challenges of our lives. This enters in the altruistic and the humanitarian aspect of all of this. This applies not just to public services. Nah, let's drop back. As customers, we still want more. Remember, we talked about consumers and consumerism and the consumer movement and consumer education. But as customers, Boxer writes, we still want more, but only if it is also different, customized, personalized, particularized, and timely. Certainly you've heard of value-added marketing, right? Value-added marketing. Would you like to have that Izod shirt with your name embroidered on the front? Value-added. We still want more, but only if it is also different. Customized. Would you like that in pink, or would you like to have that in beige? Personalized. Particularized and timely. We want an experience that is unique and distinctive to ourselves within the context of our own particular lives. You see, this is a change in the marketing strategy. It's coming on us and it's coming at us. We'll find out a little bit more about that. And then we'll go into foreign exchange and controlled economies in the second hour. Stay with us, won't you?
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, November the 11th, 11-11-2009, live, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, indeed, and in fact, my name is still William Roberts. And to go back a little bit, before we go back to this asymmetrical demand article, countering the craft and guile of the change agents' use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action. Those are really similar terms, folks. Voluntary compliance and affirmative action. One of them was advanced by the Democrats, and the other was advanced by the Republicans. Really means the same thing, but the countering the craft and the guile of the change agent's use of voluntary compliance and affirmative action to affect implementation through public buy-in. Very important. Vocal Local exposes the socioeconomic, political, and theological underpinnings of the globalist safety cult agenda. That's a huge sentence, by the way. If you'll break it down and study it, you'll have months of research in there, exposing the globalist localism propaganda. Vocal Local reveals the true nature of public-private partnerships as not but a naked move towards corporate fascism. And back to our article from Boxer here. It continues. Again, I'll repeat. As customers, we still want more, he writes. We're talking about asymmetric demand. Robert Zoellick, World Bank. Recovery globally is not going to be symmetrical. It's going to be at a different pace, different places, different customers. As customers, we still want more, but only if it's also different. Customized, personalized, we have to make it just right, you know. For the people in the United States of America to swallow this poison, we're going to have to make it right for Singapore. We're going to have to make it right for Japan. We'll have to make it right for China and India and Brazil and Russia. We'll customize it, we'll personalize it, we'll particularize it, and we'll make it timely. Again, we want an experience that is unique and distinctive to ourselves within the context of our own particular lives. Drop down a little further in this particular article. The assumption made by the 20th Century Organization, that's important, the 20th Century Organization, was that there should be symmetry between what the customer wanted, always wants, you know, never needs, between what the customer wanted and what the organization was supplying. The assumption with symmetric demand was that demand could be defined by what the organization offered independently of the particular customer's context. There's a difference in those words. If it went over the top of your head, go back, listen to the archives a couple of times. I'll state it again. The assumption with symmetric demand was that demand could be defined by what the organization offered independently of the particular customer's context. And as Zoellick said, recovery globally is not going to be symmetrical. Asymmetric demand is demand that is specific to the client's particular context and circumstances. We see examples of asymmetric demand wherever there is a demand for services that is particular to a customer's situation and situation. And as Rex Perry said, the Tenth Amendment isn't a one-size-fits-all type thing. Federal government isn't one-size-fits-all, right? It's got to be asymmetric demand. Reflect very carefully on how these change agents alter our reality through the change of the use of words by introducing terminology. We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria, mold, and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again on our Wednesday, November the 11th, 11-11-2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, getting underway in the second hour. Reflecting on this APEC ministers meeting now happening over Singapore way. We're part of this APEC, by the way, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. And reflecting on comments made by World Bank President Robert Zoellick, where he says recovery globally is not going to be symmetrical. It's going to be at a different pace, he told reporters in Singapore. Of course, Timmy Geithner was present. But again, back to our Tavistock Institute article by Boxer, Philip Boxer, Asymmetrical Demand and the 21st Century Challenge to Leadership, we find that the assumption previously with a symmetric demand was that demand could be defined by what the organization offered independently of the particular customer's context, my way or the highway, symmetrical demand. Asymmetric demand is demand that is specific to the client's particular context and circumstances. There's your definition. We see examples of asymmetric demand wherever there is a demand for services that is particular to a customer's situation and circumstances. And, of course, if you visit Vicki's website, channelingreality.com, click on the Become Vocal Local link, go back to yesterday's broadcast, look at the link for the Madeline Halfbright, Albright, Stonebridge Group. You'll find that they too, like Tavistock, are a consultancy with global influence. They teach the stuff. The change agents. Albertson Hayes argue that asymmetric forms of demand are creating a transformational challenge for our time, in which power must be taken to the edge of an organization. The edge is where the customer's demand meets the organization, and taking power to the edge of an organization means giving the people closest to the customer the power to organize the services around the demands of the customer, instead of expecting the customer to organize themselves around the services of the organization. Taking power to the edge. How many times does government refer to you as customer? Taking power to the edge theory, necessarily goes with the idea of asymmetrical demand, because it is only at the edge that choices can be made about how to respond to the particular form the customer's demand takes. To the asymmetric nature of demand, this in turn requires that the organization's infrastructures be agile, in order that they can respond to the variety of demands at the edge. The edge. Never waste a good crisis. Taking power to the edge. We need to occupy that edge. We need to get that high ground now, quickly. 20th century approaches to organization assumed that power had to be held at the center. Center. All of these 10th Amendment resolutions you've heard about? Taking everything back to the states? There's a reason why I use these terms and advance these ideas, but it's not the same idea that's being used by Tavistock. As we say, Become Vocal Local is not meant to give place to the globalist earlier maxim. Think global, act local, far from it. To become vocal local is the antithesis of, and even the very nemesis of, globalism. If you understand what the enemy is going to do, and you invoke it upon them first, it defeats them time after time. Hierarchy was then designed to de-conflict the component activities of the organization and provide the means of maintaining the integrity of the whole in relation to its constituent parts. Wouldn't it be handy? Wouldn't it be ideal? Wouldn't it be absolutely fantastic to break up the United States of America, turning their back on Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals, and split it up into the 10 FEMA regions? Wouldn't it be particularly handy to split it up into Catholic bishoprics or some other subdivision alien to our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government? Go ahead, so thoroughly discredit the established two-party political system that everyone rails against the machine and calls for the end of a federal union. You got to think ahead. This is three-dimensional chess. Know where they're directing you. Know where they're taking you. And occupy the high ground first. Anyway, continuing from this article, power held at the center is associated with leadership that can maintain the cohesion of the organization as a whole and keep its members motivated to carry out their expected roles. But power taken to the edge requires a different relationship to role, in which the authority of a role arises primarily through its relation to demand rather than by virtue of a position in a hierarchy. It's a different system, one that few are even aware of, much less understand. But again, we're dealing with the difference between free enterprise and the controlled economy. As I read from this U.S. Federal Open Market Committee, November the 4th statement, the full text, we're inside of a controlled economy, which is the opposite of free enterprise, as we're going to find out. But one of the most important controversies, and again, referring back to our principles of economics, Economics 101, one of the most important controversies of contemporary society has been the argument concerning the values of the quote-unquote American way of life as contrasted with the societies of the various isms. The various isms. I was asked recently by one of our other hosts if I could make a list of all the broadcasts where I talk about specific isms. And I responded, I don't know of a broadcast where I haven't talked about the various isms. That's what this is all about. It's this controversy between the American way of life as contrasted with the various societies and isms, socialism, communism, fascism, communitarianism, positivism, utilitarianism, libertarianism, anarchism. It's a contrast. It's an argument. This argument may be reduced to an argument between what we have characterized as the free enterprise economy and the controlled economy. It is imperative, of course, our authors write, that we define these terms so that we may know what the argument is about. This 1953, precisely dead off in the midpoint between Franklin Delano Roosevelt card-carrying communist New Deal and Richard Tricky Dick Nixon, final stab in the jugular of America, withdrawing all gold out of circulation, the end of the gold standard. We're going to talk about that on the other side. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic Spark Plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic Spark Plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic Plugs. Now get a free Sonic Spark Plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic Spark Plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Animal Farm Radio Show.
This is the greatest show on radio because Paya is on the show.
I know.
Weeknights from 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
And we have returned once again, referring to our textbook here. This was a textbook published back in 1953 by D.C. Heath and Company, The Principles of Economics. Just going to give you a little bit more out of this, and we're going to go to another textbook. This we might consider to be our Economics Text 101, and I've got another text that was published 2 years earlier, which might be considered an 099, if you wanted to use college-level courses as an example. Comparing that, he goes in and now starts in this chapter 34, Free Enterprise versus the Controlled Economy. He talks a little bit about the theories of the state. I have much disagreement with this particular section, but you can see that in conjunction with other documents that I've shared here on air, this bringing up of the idea of democracy and the bringing low of the idea of a republic. And I'm not going to bore you with it because I don't want to sow the seeds of error in your minds. He's incorrect in this section. But again, this particular textbook was gone over, I guess, or in a final review by the Brookings Institution. So there should be no surprise that we find these kinds of new trends from another think tank sewed in along with the other credible data that's in this textbook. But let's go back into this, and we'll skip over the section where he talks about the theories of the state. As I said, I disagree with his findings here. The economic function of the state, this we can deal with. We can derive four theories of the economic function of the state. Of course, those of you who have listened for any length of time remember me giving this little ditty out that I came up with. Really, I consider it to be a revelation, like it or not. Take it with a grain of salt or take it to heart. But it came in two parts to me on July the 30th, I think it was, of 2004, and on June the 30th and July the 1st in 2004, two parts. The first part came just shortly after midnight that evening, after I switched off my shortwave radio, and the other part came to mind in the morning at about 10 o'clock. I got on the radio, it must have been 2005, got on the radio immediately and called into Alex Jones' broadcast. And after waiting an inordinately amount of time, as you have to do on AJ's broadcast, I asked him the question. I gave it to him, and I read it back to him. Asked him what he thought about it, and he had no idea, but he wanted me to call him back again on Monday. It must have been a Friday. And so then immediately thereafter, I called in on Jack Blood's broadcast. Of course, Jack was still, I think, broadcasting out of WHRL in Rhode Island, just starting on Republic Broadcasting Network. Anyway, laid it out on Jack, and he couldn't wrap his mind around either. Now I'm going to give it to you. There is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. copy that one down out of the archives and study it. I've been at it for years. I still don't fully understand all of the meanings implied and contained within that revelation. But here, the economic functions of the state. We can derive four theories of the economic function of the state, the rise of statism. These four are individualism, collectivism, socialism, and communism. Four theories, four economic theories here. Individualism is that theory of the economic function of the state which holds that government has little place in business beyond serving the quote-unquote police function. We have marriage laws, traffic laws, criminal laws, and civil laws. This is codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Under individualism, that's what he claims, the authors here. It is repeated. Individualism encompasses such police actions by the state. Beyond this, however, government has highly restricted functions. In other words, laws are just as necessary as applied to business as they are in the other areas of human activity. We've talked about the distinction between freedom and liberty. Here's the second theory of the economic function of the state, collectivism. In that theory, and this is the one that G. Edward Griffin likes to use the most. This is his favorite dichotomy between individualism and collectivism. The second theory, a theory in which people acting in collective groups are able to pass legislation and to secure favored positions in respect to government action in the economic world. Such collective action is manifested through government aid to business, government aid to agriculture, government regulation of businesses at both the federal and the state level. Certainly, we have a strong measure and presence of collectivism here. A third theory of the economic function of the state is socialism. The generally recognized definition of socialism is that theory in which the state owns the factors of production or exercises relatively complete control over them, like General Motors, thereby assuming the operation of the process of production in the economy, but not the process of consumption. In other words, they don't hold a stick over. You say, buy that, but they're about to do that with health care. They've done that with auto insurance. There are several kinds of socialism. One kind is Marxian socialism, which was the original movement as promulgated by Karl Marx, Mordecai. Marxian socialism included four important principles. The first is the economic interpretation of history. Marx declared that all history was a story of the movement of economic forces, that wars, changes of rulers, population shifts, and all other historical occurrences were the result of economic forces. Have you ever read Karl Marx's Das Kapital? Very interesting read. Second, Marx adopted the labor theory of value. He believed that labor contributed everything to the manufacture of a given product. He recognized no contribution by the entrepreneur, by capital, or by land. In other words, he went against Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations and the four factors of production that we've been discussing: land, labor, capital, and the enterpriser, or the entrepreneur, the middle class. Since labor obviously has never paid the total price for which the product was sold, he believed that labor was, quote-unquote, exploited. A third principle was that of the class struggle. Marx believed that in all societies there was a struggle between the worker and the capitalist. That in all societies there will come a day when workers will arise, unite, and revolt, and that this revolution can have but one result, the victory of the workers. Of course, there would be no jobs. Killing off the capitalists is kind of stupid. Anyway. The fourth principle of Marx was that once victory was achieved by the workers, there would emerge a classless state. What, for 5 minutes, Mordecai? The classless state was one in which there were no classes in society, i.e., no lower class, no middle class, or upper class citizens. We must add that, since whenever government is established, it sets up classes, namely rulers and ruled, even though the rulers may be elected representatives of the ruled, classes must exist. And therefore the dream at the end of the Marxian rainbow was none other than anarchy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent-pending sea panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned, and of course, you know, those of you who have listened to the Anarchism series that we did, the Anarchy series that we did early on, and it's back in the archives. You can go grab it if you want to listen to it again. The author here in our textbook, Problems of the American Economy, this is the Principles of Economics from this chapter, Problems of the American Economy, Free Enterprise versus the Controlled Economy. He ends out a little section there about Marxism by saying at the end of the Marxian rainbow was anarchy. Well, that's not the truth. That's not the truth. It's not even a fair assumption, but it nevertheless, he uses that terminology. Here's another kind of socialism that he does bring up, and that is Fabian socialism. Again, this is 1953. There's absolutely zero excuse for anybody in America to not know these things. This has been so well known and so well documented for so long that it's not even theory. It's incontrovertible historical fact. But another kind of socialism is Fabian socialism. Fabian socialism has been supported by a group of intellectuals, including Sidney and Beatrice Webb and Harold Blaski of England. Now, this is the first time and the first sentence that I've seen where both Sidney and Beatrice Webb and Harold Blaski are all in the same sentence under a head of Fabian socialism. Although I've read a lot from Harold Blaski and read about him and other things, there's no doubt in my mind I pegged him for a Fabian early on, but very rarely do you see that word associated with his name. The Fabians maintained that socialism would be achieved through the evolutionary process, quote-unquote evolutionary. Here's this continuing drive, things evolving, Robert Zoellick, you know, all the rest of these guys, it all evolves all the time, right? It evolves. No, the evolution there that evolves, that was from Benjamin Bernanke out of the Federal Open Market Committee. It says here, the committee will continue to evaluate the timing and overall amounts of its purchases of securities in light of the evolving economic outlook and conditions in the financial markets. Evolving. Fabian socialists. The Fabians maintained that socialism would be achieved through the evolutionary process rather than through the revolutionary. Evolutionary is also survival of the fittest. I.e. that socialism would arise through the natural course of events. And of course, Fabius, the cunctator, was known for his gradualism. He was the tortoise, moved slowly, waited until Hannibal came into the jaws of his trap. Go ahead and get all of those, get all of your pachyderms over the Alps, and then we'll knock the snake's knot out of you. Anyway, the Fabians. Another kind of socialism. It's called state socialism. State socialism envisions the extension of state ownership and control into the economic life of the people. This extension of government action would consist of the ownership of public utilities, including the railroads like Amtrak, and other transportation like our federal highway system, of the so-called basic industries like iron and steel and coal, and of other industries like General Motors and Chrysler, etc., affected with the public interest. We may note here that the English economy at the present time possesses some of the characteristics of state socialism. Well, we'll find out about that in a moment. The last of our four classification theories of the economic function of the state is communism. Communism we may define as a further extension of socialism in that it includes not only government ownership or relatively complete control of the process of production, as is true of socialism, but also includes government ownership or relatively complete control of the process of consumption. They own both sides of the equation, you see. Not only do they mandate that you'll take a health insurance policy, but then they're going to mandate where you buy it from. Both sides of the equation. Not only that you'll have a Leaf, a GM Leaf, little electric car, but you'll buy it from GM. And you'll take our $4,500 credit, whether you like it or not. In brief, therefore, while socialism means government ownership of control or control of production, communism means government ownership or control of both production and consumption. Therefore, communism represents the extreme form of relatively complete control of the economic life of the people, a planned economy. Central planning. Planned economy. Let's see what we've got here. Where are we at? Let's shift over to another book. This one I read back years ago. This is another textbook. This one is titled Everyday Problems in Economics by Woods and Simons. This was published in 1951. The other is 53. This one, I would say, would be a 099 textbook on economics, and the other would be like a 101 level, if you will. This would kind of be a combination refresher course in economics, as it prepared you for college courses, as the other one, the first one, is more of the first lesson in economics. But this is an excellent textbook, written in a better way. This doesn't have the plain English. This is still back when men were men, women were women, women and educators were educated. But this is Unit 3, English and Canadian Opinion on Planning at the Time of the Great Depression. See, we're looking back at the same time in history where we find ourselves today. Since Britain, the author states, is a moderate socialistic democracy, no wonder that Lord Monckton used the word democracy all the time. He believes, he does live and represent a socialistic democracy. He just misapplies it when he comes to the United States, or does he? Since Britain is a moderate socialistic democracy, it is of interest to note public opinion there on planning. On planning. English and Canadian Opinion on Planning at the Time of the Great Depression. You talked about planning in the past. You also talked about A.B. Dicey's great work, Opinion and Crosscurrents of Public Opinion on Law and Legislation, or something like that, paraphrasing the title. But in his book, Reconstruction, A Plea for a National Policy, Harold Macmillan, member of the British Parliament, director of the Great Western Railway Company, an honor man of Balliol, Oxford, says, quote, that man's struggle with scarcity has ended, and the problem of production has been solved, that the breakdown has come in the problem of distribution. And if you were listening to our discussion of Richard Buckminster Fuller with Vicky the other day, this was also an opinion shared and advanced by Bucky Fuller. The breakdown has come in the problem of distribution, not in production. Scarcity has ended. Continuing, he points out that while one may appropriate the energy and drive of rugged individualism, one cannot fail to realize the contradictions of laissez-faire. The Brits are always trying to whittle us down. He holds that the idea of planning is definitely gaining ground as the real problem facing the nation is recognized. It is an effort to regulate production in accordance with effective demand. And you see, once again, both sides, complete control of the process of consumption. These things are all kind of over the heads of many, but certainly at what might be one of the most historic turning points in the history of man economically, we might want to study a little bit about economics. Certainly as relevant as chemtrails, wouldn't you agree? It's certainly not impossible for anybody that's trained in the use of handguns to fire and shoot as many people as were killed down there in Fort Hood. Even one shooter, not a problem. From holster back to holster again, in 3 seconds I can put 6 in the black. With a speed loader, I can reload the same thing in about 4 seconds and come back and get it again. If you're using a semi-automatic with an extended clip, you can drop clips into a, what do they call those things, a butt pack? In an endless stream, as rapidly as you can squeeze the trigger, point and shoot, point and shoot, and 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 point and shoot. Just that fast. Certainly not any problem hitting 50 targets in 2 minutes or less with 2 guns. Not a problem. I don't see why that was a question. But anyway, let's continue. He says again, well, let's just jump forward just a little bit. Let's jump forward a little bit. I want to go to another spot here. Here we go. In a lecture delivered at McGill University on April of 1933, this puts us right in on top of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, on modern mechanization and its effects on the structure of society, Arthur Salter had these things to say. He was a British economist, and I'll give that all to you on the other side. Stay with us. Back in three. Your calls are welcome.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You got to thank you for what you do and keep doing it.
And we have returned flying into our last segment of today's broadcast. Boy, we could use another hour today. But anyway, I think I'm just going to have to abbreviate. I wanted to touch on foreign exchange. We'll have to do that on another broadcast. I'm rather fascinated with this direction we're going under planning. So certainly important to understand that there are the planners out there. Lots of these planners. Again, in a lecture delivered at McGill University, April of 1933, on the modern mechanization, this is the machine age, and its effects on the structure of society, Arthur Salter, a British economist, said, ordered human progress. Ordered human progress. As Kazidiar said, gentlemen, your tools are disorder. From this, you must create order. Order, Opkeo. Ordered human progress, I have suggested, requires two conditions. The development of man's power to make and create by individual or group action, and his power to regulate these specialized activities so that they do not destroy each other and us. The whole of our trouble now consists in the fact that man's ability in this second sphere has lagged behind what he has attained in the first. Science, research, the discovery of nature's secret still doubtless have rich gifts in store, but they bring us more harm than good. Unless we can use and control what we already have better, than we do now. It is more important now that we should learn how to control, use, and organize than how to make more abundantly. I mean the creation of a general intellectual and social atmosphere which will encourage all those who receive a university education to remember that in whatever sphere of activity they may in future occupy a directing position, their function will be a double one, not merely that of efficiently conducting their particular business, but also of taking a part in a collective control which will secure that it is in the public interest, a system of collective economic self-government, associated with, but not in detail, directed by the state, which is, I believe, the only way in which we can combine freedom with efficiency under the conditions of the modern world. We will need new resources of constructive ability and character to which a university education can make as invaluable and indispensable contribution. And there's more. In the New Deal in Canada, written by Major Eric Harris, manager of a large industry in Ontario and a graduate of Trinity College, Toronto, he points out that Canadian manufacturing found itself in difficulties. Dropping down a bit further here, it can and should be a control intelligently exercised by industry itself, with merely an inspection by the government to see that the ends desired are actually obtained. Lionel Robbins, professor of economics in the University of London, in his book, An Essay on the Nature and Significance of Economic Science, points out that one of the difficulties of economic planning lies in the fact that the choices of individual spenders and savers, which are at present the controlling forces, would have to be brought under the control of the planners. He concludes that if you would scratch a would-be planner, you usually find a would-be dictator. As I like to say, cut a socialist and a communist bleeds every time. But there's a lot of information on planning, and especially economic planning, that we could look at. Here's a little bit more. Toward the end of World War II, Alvin H. Hansen, again I'm reading from Everyday Problems in Economics by Woods and Simon. This, the American Technical Society published 1951, midway between the 1930s and 1971. Toward the end of World War II, Alvin H. Hansen, professor of economics at Harvard University, special advisor to the Federal Reserve Board, prepared a statement for the National Resources Planning Board. Bernard Baruch. He first discussed the necessity for democratic planning to secure full employment once the war would be over. He pointed out that the needs for goods in peacetime would be great. To meet these needs, certain things would have to be done. He held that we would not want a totalitarian state to handle affairs. We would want freedom of enterprise, freedom for collective bargaining, freedom of choice of occupation, and freedom for cooperative action, not quite like the four freedoms, but four indeed. If matters were to be so handled, there would be no unemployment. There would be sufficient purchasing power for industry to continue to produce. It would be necessary for private industry and government to work together to maintain and increase output and income sufficiently to provide full employment. You take a look at the time period post-World War II and see how effective these planners were. My, were they ever. The Wally and June Cleaver world of the 50s and 60s. Hansen further held that when the war would end, the government could not allow all factories and other war-producing facilities to close down completely and in an abrupt manner. And they did not, folks and friends. That was the continuation of the military-industrial complex, if we will be allowed to say that. It could not remove all economic controls. However, in carrying out a program of full employment, it would have to be the cooperation of the farmers, labor, business and the professions. Controlled economy. We've been in one for a long time. All this was to mean a great demand for the research work of scholars who in the laboratories of the nation would seek new techniques and commodities that would aid in raising the standard of living. That special standard of living that has become a stumbling block for all Western nations. We're hated for our standard of living, not our freedoms. Everyone in the world wants to have the same standard of living, but no one thinks the problem through. Certainly not at the United Nations level. In conclusion, Professor Hansen made six suggestions in the way of policies to be carried out after the close of the war so that we might not again sink into a depression and so all would have employment. Number one, retention of a progressive graduated tax structure and broadened tax base with the major emphasis on the individual income tax. Karl Mordecai Marx, Communist Manifesto, plank number one. Two, sharp reduction in defense consumption taxes. Three, adequate plans by private enterprise for private investment projects in manufacturing plants and equipment, in railroads, public utilities, and housing. Remember Jay Gould and those guys? Still alive, you know. Adequate program of public improvement projects, including a nationwide development of national resources, express highways, urban redevelopment, involving among other things, outlays in terminal facilities and reorganization of urban transportation, and a reorganized public housing program, including the setting up of a housing research laboratory designed to reduce construction costs and thus enlarge the scope of private housing construction. These are the shovel-ready jobs being discussed today. Continuing. Never changes. Same boss. New boss, what do they say? Same as the old boss. Here's number five. Expansion of the public welfare expenditures. Federal aid to education, public health, old age pensions, and family allowances. This involves partly an expanded program and partly a means of reducing state and local property tax, property and consumption expenditures. And six, the international collaboration to pursue internal policies designed to promote active employment, to explore developmental, environmental and developmental concerns, to explore developmental projects in backward countries. Can you say Copenhagen? H.R. 2454, the Clean Energy and Security Act of 2009, developmental projects in backward countries, all of the backward countries. Notice they used backward then. It was still politically correct. They'll all be in Copenhagen. And to implement ways and means to open outlets for foreign investments, promote world trade and the effectiveness of worldwide use of productive resources, Agenda 21, and more. Thank you for listening. We're all out of time. Till tomorrow, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
You're thirsty. You put the glass under the faucet, turn it on, nothing. No water in your tap, no water in the stores, no water for your children.
Millions of Americans go without water during hurricanes, droughts, and chemical spills. They're forced to wait for government deliveries of bottled water.
But now, you can produce pure drinking water from any source. Ocean water, contaminated well water.
The dirtiest, nastiest, smelliest water.
The secret is U.S. patent pending C-panels. Technology transfer from the University of Alabama. They use sunlight to distill clean water, one pure H2O molecule at a time. Impervious to bacteria and mold and 100% solar powered.
Simple and affordable, they start at less than $100 and make up to a gallon per day of delicious water per panel.
The more sun you have, the more water you get. 205-246-6492.
Or visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com.
cpanel.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.